previously heard on Good Hope FM. In My Shoes, interviews with Jerry Saunders.
Yes, another in the series of In My Shoes interviews is coming your way this Wednesday evening. And joining me in studio, none other than Mick Matala. Welcome to Good Hope FM.
Good evening, Jerry. Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so excited to have you in, Mick, because you do a job that I think a lot of people have heard of. You're a videographer and a photographer.
That's
and
right.
So people are like, yeah, there's loads of those. But you've managed to travel the world as a result of doing what you do. It's obviously a passion, and I want to go back to the very beginning, like toddler days.
Okay, we're going deep.
We're going to go way back, because I want to find out, where did this passion start, later in life, or was it something like being artistic and being involved in events and traveling? Like, was this something that you always wanted to do?
Yeah, so as a kid, I've always been into a visual side of things. Always into cameras. And especially, I would be the kid glued to the TV, like watching the ads and the commercials.
Okay.
And from a young age, growing up, there was always like music in the home. So
okay.
Mom and dad always had music and arts. And my sister was a musician. So there was always music and media and multimedia in the home.
Okay.
So yeah. Definitely started from a young age, a love for music and visual arts.
Visual arts. Okay, so TV interested you, probably magazines and books and those sort of things. At what stage was it in school that you got a camera? Was it much later? Did you study something after school in a completely different field? Or how did you get into this industry?
Sure. So it's quite a story. So the camera side of things, came through later. So I fell into it. And it started from music. It all started through music.
How?
So through campus radio.
Okay.
I was a campus DJ on UCT radio.
Whoa, what?
Yeah.
Okay. You're okay, cool.
So yeah, so initially my dream, I wanted to go into music and sound engineering. And back then,
cool.
That industry was still new.
Yeah.
So I went to my folks one day and I said, I want to go study sound engineering, I want to go do music. And at the time, that industry was still...
It was relatively new, not a
yes.
lot of people doing it, right?
Yeah.
How long ago was this?
So, sure. So this will actually be 10 years this year since I've been in the camera multimedia industry.
Okay.
So then my folks said, no, go get a proper degree.
What did they want you to get?
But as long as it was like a foundation.
I love that you say that, because so many parents say that. So many people that I speak to are like, my parents did not want me to do this job.
Yeah.
They were like, go and get something else first and then you can play.
Yes.
Then you can play.
Exactly,
so was that the rule?
Yes, no, but I'm very thankful for that. I'm very thankful for that great advice from the folks.
Yeah.
Because so I went to varsity. I studied communications.
Cool.
So that was film and media.
Yes.
A little bit of advertising journalism. And that's really
super
where...
interesting.
That's really where I found that love for the creative arts.
Wow. Okay.
So after that, I went to go and do my postgrad honors at UCT.
Yeah.
And I fell in love with advertising marketing.
Mm.
And that was the plan. So while I was on campus, I still followed through with the passion for music.
Okay.
And the dream to be a DJ. So I got myself a radio show on campus radio.
Yep.
I was there for 3 years, and that was a pivotal point. So one day I got a call to do an interview with some artists, and those artists turned out to be a pivotal role in my career. So I mentioned the...
Yeah. Was it a band?
So it was a band, yeah.
Okay.
So it was a band by the name of Jamja.
Okay.
So
Jamja. Oh, we love those. Yeah.
So it's electronic dubstep, very electronic
cool.
music. So shout out to the guys if you're listening.
Are they still together?
10 years
later?
Currently not, but shout out to the guys from Jamja.
Okay.
And so from there... interviewed them, and then so I was invited to cover the events. But then at the time, 2010, there was a online Battle of the Bands competition.
Battle of the Bands
competition.
Okay. So what did they? What did you have to cover? You were interviewing them about the gigs, or what were you doing?
No, so I had to put together a full media team. So the
Why did they just ask you to do that?
No, so this was a an online competition. Open to everyone in South Africa to choose upcoming. It was for upcoming artists.
Okay.
Upcoming South African artists.
Okay.
So your task was to put together everything from the music video to the album cover artwork, the photo shoot, the design, everything.
I would have loved to have done
so
that.
So in Varsity, so I was like, okay, wow. I mean, I've got this amazing band that, you know, I feel like the world should hear. And this is what I actually want to do. Creative wise.
That's awesome.
So I gathered all my mates together, gathered my cousin together, and one of my best friends. I'm not sure if I can give a shout out to
Give a shout out to them if you want
Tyrone Mullins and Raul Dysel.
Yeah.
So gathered them together and we put together this team. And we shot the music video in like 2 or 3 weeks. We did the album cover, did the photo shoot, and
did you have the equipment that you needed to do this stuff, or were you begging, borrowing, stealing? How was that coming about? Did you know people who had things? Were you like, how did you make that happen?
Yeah, so this was through this crew.
Okay.
So collaborated together, put together this package, the music video, the photo shoot, and then we were lucky enough that we were able to get the photo shoot and a feature in a magazine.
Oh wow! Okay, so they published your work. Did you win the competition?
We unfortunately didn't go that far, but for me starting out at that time, that was an incredible moment.
I believe you.
To like my first photo shoot, our first photo shoot as a team, and so I produced the content.
Yeah.
Through the crew, and was able to get the first photo shoot I was involved in the magazine. And then there, it opened up so many doors in the music industry. So then I got into event photography.
Wow. Okay. So this is so interesting. I love the fact that so even though you didn't win, and I think this is an important thing to mention, like a lot of people strive for the win, especially when it comes to like a competition. They're like, I need to win this. And if they don't win, then they give up. But despite the fact that you didn't win, like it ignited a passion for you. Like, I love doing this.
Absolutely.
I want to continue doing this. How can I build on it? How can I learn and do some more? Okay, so what was the next step after that?
Yeah, so then the next step after that, I, through this band and through the record label they were on, and I was invited to shoot this one event. And from that one event, then that grew into more, and then by word of mouth, as we know, Cape Town industry is
small.
The ball just started rolling from there.
Okay.
So I started meeting, you know, a lot of other musicians, amazing musicians in Cape Town, South Africa, that I'm still fortunate to this day have the pleasure of working with. And then from there, it built up to the point where I was shooting officially for these festivals and for these brands and for.
So who was seeing your work? Was Facebook was around 10 years ago.
Yes.
So you were posting photographs on social media already. Facebook. Yeah, you see, it's a whole new
world. It
wasn't
the Instagram era then.
Yeah, it wasn't yet. So there's a whole new industry opening up for people who are going to become Instagram photographers.
Yeah, I would have loved it when I started out.
If Instagram was around.
Yeah, Instagram.
And the technology and everything, I'm sure. But like, there's something that comes with being old school, Shaman. I say old school. Like, there's people who are doing this way before Facebook, because they were like, I had to get published for people to see my pictures.
Yep.
So that's so great. So you just started doing events from there. And growing word of mouth, people were booking you.
Yeah.
You were making money. Did you realize you were like, I can make a living out of this, or was this just a passion project?
At the time, it was a passion project. You know, in between the studies, and then I said this pivotal point was this competition, and then the feature, and then all the doors that opened after that, and then I realized, wow, you know, actually I am able to. You know, start a career from camera work, photography.
Yeah.
And 10 years later this year.
Yeah. You've been doing it for a decade.
Yeah.
It's very cool. If you've just tuned in, this is an In My Shoes interview. My name is Jerry Saunders, interviewing Mick Motala. He is a photographer. He's also a videographer. And we're chatting about his personal journey into the industry, how he's managed to travel the world as a result. We're going to be chatting a little bit more about the travels, some of the great things that you've got to take pictures of. I'm going to share that with our listeners. I think they're going to be very jealous, but also very, very inspiring stuff. So stick around. Music on the way next, though, from No Method and RPS. This one's called Like to Party. You're listening to Good Hope FM, and it's an In My Shoes interview, continuing with Mick Motala and me, Jerry Saunders. Mick is a photographer. He's also a videographer, and we're chatting about how his journey into this industry started. So Mick, just off air right now, you were telling me about you being a kid, and you're always like the one who was like, Mimi, I want to film the family, whatever, lunch or whatever it was. Do you guys have a camcorder growing up, video camera?
No, not a camcorder video camera. Stills. So my dad has always been into like media, and he's always loved also like visual things as well. So growing up, he had a film camera,
yeah.
And then as a kid, like on family trips or vacations,
okay.
I would be the one
grabbing
snapping
the camera
away
from
with a little film camera.
That's funny. I was the one always trying to run in front of people's photographs, ironically. So that's so interesting. You've ended up behind a camera, and I often end up in front of one. So tell me, how did this industry get you into moving overseas, traveling, filming events beyond our borders? How did that develop?
Sure. So,
can you remember?
Right place, right time.
Really?
Yeah, right place, right time.
Tell me.
If you believe in luck or fate, or I mean fate, if you want to call it that,
destiny.
So yeah, I mean as Cape Town is you know, very.
It's a village.
Close-lit. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a village.
So while, you know, I've been covering events, you meet the most amazing people, you know, be it the artists or people in the crowd or fellow camera guys or ladies.
Yeah.
So it was 2014.
Mm-hmm.
So through my cousin, so he's a film director in Korea, actually, in South Korea.
Wow.
So
you got contact.
So I was very lucky. It was one of my first trips behind the camera, obviously.
You went
so
over to South Korea?
I got to go over to South Korea.
Wow.
And the assistant director on one of his commercials and then shoot stills and behind the scenes. So it actually all started from behind the scenes side of film.
Right.
So first from event photography, then leading up to behind the scenes in film and commercials or music videos. And then a year later, 2015, I was shooting an event and struck a conversation up with a fellow camera guy next to me. And then that conversation from there, I found out that he was managing a website in Ibiza.
Okay.
In Spain, Ibiza.
Mm-hmm. For those of you who don't know what that is, some of you call it Ibiza.
Yeah, Ibiza.
But you say it Ibiza, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for me, as I mentioned, music has always been, you know, a pivotal role in my life. It's been a huge passion. I dreamt as a kid to be, you know, a DJ or behind the decks. And as long as I can remember, you know, being in school, like dreaming one day to be able to go to these events, not even thinking like to be behind the camera, but just
it's
to
just
go
like
and,
I want to be there,
yeah,
I just want to experience it.
Experience like, you know, those DJs you look up to as a kid. So backtrack 2015, I was shooting an event, struck up a conversation with a photographer, which is a good friend of mine now today.
Mm-hmm.
And then turns out he was managing a photography website in Ibiza, so he mentioned that they were looking for photographers. I applied, and 6 months later, I found myself on the island, getting to cover the likes of Carl Cox at Club Space in Ibiza, Fatboy Slim, Bob Sinclair.
Wow.
So I'm extremely thankful for that opportunity. And that was, incredible. That was definitely a turning point.
Tell me about some of the highlights, because, I mean, that's definitely one of them.
Yeah.
What else have you got to shoot that you've just been like, this moment is everything. I'm so glad I get to capture it on camera and look back at it several times.
So without a doubt, I was very fortunate and lucky through my photojournalism. So I'm also a photojournalist.
Yeah.
I got to cover a Barcelona football team at Camp Nou.
What did you do?
Photography.
Team photos.
No, so I was one of the photographers. So I got to cover the match for one of the matches.
Wow, that's so cool.
And so that was incredible. So that was through my photojournalism background.
Yeah.
And I applied before I ventured over to Spain, just by chance. I was like, let me take a shot of the dark here.
No ways.
I was traveling to Spain and one of my uncles said, hey, like, are you going to go catch a game? And I didn't know at the time that there was a game while I was there.
Yeah.
And then I was told, okay, let me take a shot of the dark here.
Yeah.
You know, up till this point, me taking that shot and, just having that like faith to take that shot, take that risk and follow, passion and, see where it takes me. It worked out. It paid off until then. So yeah. I thought, okay, let me email Barcelona Media Department and ask to request a shoot. And I was very thankful. I mean, I got a reference, through the publications that I was working for.
So right, okay.
I got to apply through them. But so I was in Spain,
mm-hmm.
and I was about to fly to Barcelona, and I was there already for about three weeks,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't hear from Barcelona media department. So I thought, I gave it a shot.
Yeah, they forgot about me.
Yeah. But so in the back of my mind, I was like, no, I'm not going to let this dream end.
Sure.
And I thought, hey, let me pick up the phone. I pick up the phone and I'm calling Barcelona media, like head department.
And you're like, hey, it's me.
Hi, yeah, it's me. I'm not sure if you got my email from a month ago.
And they did?
And they actually said, oh, yeah, Mr. Matali, we got your email. We sent you your media pass about a few weeks ago. Didn't you get it? And I was like, no. And they said, oh, check your spam.
And you did?
I checked my spam was there.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll never forget that day. I nearly fell off my chair.
Do you know what? You followed up.
Yeah.
Well done. Well done. Look at you taking the shots. You know what they say? 100% of the shots you don't take, you'll miss.
Yeah, no, it's very, very important. I mean, if you have a passion,
yeah.
And you have this burning, passion,
desire, yeah,
take that shot. You never know where you may end up.
Yeah,
and I was so just thankful that, as I was saying, sort of the interview, right place, right time.
Yeah,
A little bit of passion and a bit of luck.
Yeah,
so I took that shot. And I nearly fell off my chair.
I'll
never forget
you.
That day when they told me I'll be able to cover Lionel Messi, Neymar, Suarez, Camp Nou.
People are going nuts right now.
So that was incredible. And from there, that trip was definitely a turning point in my career.
I believe you. I wish you all the luck for the next decade. I'm sure it's going to open more doors for you. The more you do, the more people get to see, the more they want you to get involved. It's been awesome chatting to you tonight. Thank you so much for sharing your passion and your journey and your story with me on Good Hope FM. And guys, if you have any questions for Mick, hit me up on the WhatsApp line 072-670-4025. I'll pose them to you and to him, and also get those responses through via social media. It's going to be up in just a little bit. Remember, any other In My Shoes interviews you'd like to catch, ones from the past, they are on our website, goodhopefm.co.za, straight under podcasts.
Hey, yo, check it out.
Good Hope FM.
goodhopefm.co.za now.